So he delivered him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and went out, bearing his own cross to the place called the place of skull, which in Aramaic is Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side and Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it is written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write the King of the Jews, but rather this man said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said one to another, Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be. This was to fulfill the scripture which says, They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. So the soldiers did their things, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sisters Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill the scripture, I thirst. A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, and so the bodies would not remain on the cross at the Shabbat, for the Shabbat was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs for the first and of the other who had crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness, his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe. For these things took place, and that the scripture may be fulfilled, No one of his bones will be broken. And again, another scripture says, They will look on him who they have pierced. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 55 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen clothes with the spices, as it is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had been laid. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there.
于是彼得拉将耶稣交给他们，钉上十字架，他们就把耶稣带去了。耶稣背着自己的十字架出去，到了一个地方，名字叫骷髅地，方言称为各个他。他们就在那里把耶稣钉上十字架。当时有两个人和他一起钉，一边一个，而耶稣在中间。比拉多此时又写了一个牌子，放在十字架上，上面写的是犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。有许多犹太人念了这牌子， 因为耶稣被钉在十字架的地方离城很远，牌子是用亚兰文、拉丁文和希腊文所写。犹太人祭司对比拉多说：“不要写犹太人的王，要写这个人说我是犹太人的王。”比拉多说：“我所写的就已经这样了。”兵丁让耶稣钉在十字架上，然后就拿他的衣服分成四份，每人各守一份，又在他的里衣原是无缝的，把他的里衣从上到下织成了一片。他们就对彼此说：“我们就不要撕开，只要抓捏，看谁最终能得到。”实际上，这样的行为已经应验了圣经上的原话：“他们分了我的衣服，并且为我的里衣抓捏。”而这些兵也就是这样做的。站在耶稣十字架旁边的是他的母亲和他母亲的姊妹，还有其他人的妻子，名字叫玛利亚。耶稣见母亲和他所爱的门徒站在那里，就对他的母亲说：“妈妈，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此，那门徒就把他的母亲接到自己的家里去了。这事以后，耶稣知道这样的事情已经成了，为了要使圣经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”在一个器皿中盛满了醋，放在那里。他们就拿海蓉蘸满了醋，绑在牛藤草上，并送到他的口中。耶稣尝了尝那醋，然后就说：“成了。”然后低下头，将灵魂交付与神。犹太人因这日是预备日，又因那日安息日是个大日子，就要求比拉多叫人打断他们的腿，并把他们拿走，免得尸骨在安息日留在十字架上。于是士兵到来，把头上一个人的腿，并与耶稣同钉在第二个人的腿都打断了。只是来到耶稣那里的时候，见他已经死亡，就不再打断他的腿。唯有一个士兵拿着他的肋骨旁，即有水和血涌出来。看见这事的那神就做了见证。这样的见证也变成真实的，而且他知道自己所说的话也是真的。这件事情完成之后，是为了要应验圣经上的话：“他的骨头一根也不可折断。”圣经上又曾经说，他们要仰望自己所扎的人。这事以后，亚利马太人约瑟也是耶稣的门徒，因怕犹太人，就暗暗地坐下了门徒，并说要求比拉多，要求把耶稣的身体领回去。比拉多最终允许了，他最终就把耶稣的身体领走了。此时有尼哥底母，也就是先前夜里去见耶稣的门徒，带着没药和沉香，大约有100斤左右前来。他们就照犹太人殡葬的规定，把耶稣的身体用细麻绳和香料捆好。在耶稣钉上十字架的地方有个园子，园子里有一座新坟，是从来没有葬过人的。只因犹太人预备日在当天，又因那坟墓很近，他们就把耶稣安放在其中。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们采取轻松愉快学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid 姐姐会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味性互动给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音第31讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner.And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-deep learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that Such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 21 lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the commentary for discussion. This passage describes the final moments of Jesus' life, from his crucifixion to his burial. After Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified, Jesus carried his own cross to a place called Golgotha. There, he was nailed to the cross between two criminals. Pilate has a sign put on Jesus' cross that read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews," writing in language. This sign was seen by many people, and some Jewish leaders asked Pilate to change it, but he finally refused. After Jesus was crucified, the soldiers divided his clothes among themselves, but they didn't tear his tunic, which was a seamless garment. Instead, they cast lots for it, fulfilling the prophecy from the Old Testament that said they would divide his clothes and cast lots for his tunic. At the foot of the cross stood some of Jesus' closest friends, including his mother and Mary Magdalene. Jesus saw them and in his final moments made sure his mother would be cared by the disciples whom he loved, traditionally believed to be John. Jesus knew his work was finished. Then he said, "I thirst." They gave him sour wine, and when he drank it, he said, "It's finished." He then bowed his hand and died. To confirm that he was dead, a soldier pierced Jesus' side with a spear, and blood and then watered them out. This fulfilled the prophecy that none of his bone would be broken and that people would look on the one they had pierced. After all, two secret disciples, they took Jesus' body and buried it in a new tomb. Now, let Ingrid Wester make a go further summary.
This part of the Bible shows how cruel human beings are. The humanist movement says that the human being is good inside, but here we see just the opposite. To crucify a person is something such terrible that it was forbidden to crucify a Roman citizen.
圣经的今天这部分内容表明了人类是多么的残忍。人文主义运动则认为人类的心是善良的，但在这里我们看到的却恰恰相反。把一个人钉在十字架上是一件非常可怕的事情，因此禁止钉死罗马公民。
During the crucifixion were a lot of Old Testament prophecies fulfilled that made it clear that they really crucified the Messiah, God's Son, and not another person.
在耶稣受难期间，许多旧约预言都得以实现。这也清楚地表明，他们真正钉在十字架上的是弥赛亚，是上帝的儿子，而不是其他人。
To nail him between two criminals was another humbling of the Son of God. They declared guilty whom who never committed a sin during his life.
把他钉在两个罪犯中间，是上帝之子的又一次羞辱。他们宣判他有罪，而他一生中从未犯过罪。
Respecting giving orders from the cross shows how much Jesus cares that he looked after his beloved one, even in the darkest moment of his life.
尊重十字架上的命令，这表明了耶稣是多么关心。即使在生命中最黑暗的时刻，他也要照顾着他所爱的人。
Altogether, we can say about this Bible passage that it tells us about the darkest moments in history, when mankind was killing the Son of God by nailing him on the cross, but it was a moment of hope too, when Jesus bare our sins and weakness and took the power of the curse of the devil away.
总而言之，我们可以这样说，这段经文讲述了历史上最黑暗的时刻，当时人类将上帝之子钉在十字架上，但当耶稣承担着我们的罪孽和软弱，并带走魔鬼的诅咒力量时，这也是一个充满希望的时刻。
So we have to accept this offering of Jesus on the cross today to get totally forgiveness and a new life in Jesus Christ and to be reborn through the water and spirit like it was written in John 3.
因此，我们今天只需要接受耶稣在十字架上的奉献，就能完全得到宽恕和在耶稣基督里获得的新生命。并通过水和圣灵获得重生，这也验证了约翰福音第三章所写的内容。Okay, based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have become just new Christians. The first one, sister, why did Pilate write Jesus of Nazareth?The King of the Jews on the cell above Jesus' cross. 比拉多为什么在耶稣十字架上写上拿撒勒人耶稣，犹太人的王？
It is a future prophecy that Jesus will come back as King and Judge. Jesus is King in heaven and he will sit on the throne of David, so he is the King of the Jews and Pilate wrote down the spiritual reality that the Jews not respected.
这是未来的预言，耶稣将以君王和审判者的身份回归。耶稣是天上的君王，他将坐在大卫王的宝座上，所以他也是犹太人的王。比拉多写下犹太人不尊重的精神现实。Next question, sister. What does the seamless tunic represent in this passage? 这件无缝的外衣在这段经文中所代表了什么呢？
In this passage, it serves to fulfill the Old Testament's prophecy that helps us to be sure about the person of Jesus.
今天的这段经文中，它实现了旧约的预言，也帮助了我们确信耶稣是谁。Next question. Therefore, sister, why did the soldier decide to cast lots for Jesus' tunic instead of tearing it? 为什么士兵最终决定为耶稣的外衣而掷签，而不是撕破这件衣服呢？
This happened to fulfill a prophecy of the Old Testament.
这件事的发生实际上是为了实现旧约当中的一个预言。Next question. What's the significance of Jesus telling the disciples to take care of his mother? 耶稣让门徒照料他的母亲，有什么这样的意义呢？
Respecting the mother of Jesus, it seemed that Mary was already a widow because Joseph did not appear once again in the Bible, and Jesus had to submit himself to God Father in heaven.
耶稣的门徒尊敬耶稣的母亲，看来玛利亚当时已经成为寡妇，因为约瑟在圣经中再也没有出现过。而耶稣不得不服从天上的天父。
It would be a conflict if he had to submit Joseph too. We read in the Gospels that there were several times a conflict between Mary, Jesus' brothers, and Jesus because they did not understand what he was doing. With Joseph alive, it would have been even more complicated, so it seems that God took him home before all that happened.
如果上帝还让约瑟屈服，那就麻烦了。我们在福音书中读到，玛利亚、耶稣的兄弟和耶稣之间曾经发生过几次冲突，因为他们不明白耶稣在做什么。如果约瑟还活着，事情会变得更加复杂。所以看来，上帝在发生这一切之前，就把他已经带回了家。
But as the eldest son, Jesus was responsible to take care about Mary, and even on the cross, the thought on the people that surrounded him and left the responsibility of Mary to John.
但作为家中的长子，耶稣有责任照顾玛利亚，甚至在十字架上，他也把心思放在周围人的身上，把照顾玛利亚的责任交给了约翰。Next question. Sister, why did Jesus say, I thirst? And what did this fulfill in scripture? 为什么耶稣说我渴了？这在圣经中应验了什么呢？
Before crucifixion, they wanted to give him sour wine as a medicine to calm the pain, but he didn't want a painkiller to one. He wanted to bear the full load of our sins. When it was fulfilled, he was allowed to take this painkiller and then he died.
在耶稣被钉上十字架之前，他们想给他喝酸酒作为止痛药，但耶稣本人不想要止痛。他想承担我们所有的罪孽。当这一切完成之后，他被允许服用这种止痛药，然后他就死了。Next question, sister. What did Jesus mean by saying, it's finished? 耶稣说成了，是什么意思呢？
The work of bearing the sins of the whole world was finished.
意思是承担全人类罪孽的工作已经完成了。Next question, sister. Why did the soldiers pierce Jesus' side with a spear? 为什么士兵用矛刺透了耶稣的肋骨呢？
He wanted to be sure that he was dead and he fulfilled a future prophecy. They will look at him that they pierced.
士兵想确认耶稣已经死亡，这实现了未来的预言。士兵们会看着他，而他们则刺穿了耶稣基督。Next question. Sister, how did the soldiers' actions fulfill the prophecy about Jesus' death? 士兵的行为如何成就了关于耶稣死亡的预言呢？
There were a lot of men who declared themselves to be the Messiah, but because of the fulfilled prophecies, we know that it was Jesus who was the Messiah and that the Bible is the truth.
许多人宣称自己是弥赛亚，但是由于预言已然成真，我们知道耶稣就是弥赛亚，圣经才是真理。Next question. Therefore, sister,Why were Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus afraid to opening follow with Jesus? 为什么亚利马太的约瑟和尼哥底母害怕公开跟随耶稣呢？
They had a high position among the Jewish. They were Pharisees and members of the council. So they did not open follow because they would be thrown off out of the Jewish schools and lose their job.
这些人在犹太人中的地位很高，是议会成员和代表，所以他们不会公开服从并露面，因为他们公开的话会被赶出犹太学校，并最终失去工作。The last question, sister. What does the burial of Jesus?A new tomb fulfill in terms of prophecy. 耶稣被埋葬在新的坟墓中，这又应验了什么样的预言呢？
Jesus was put in a new tomb where nobody was buried before to fulfill the prophecy about his funeral.
耶稣被安葬在一个以前从未埋过人的坟墓中，这实际上已经实现了有关于他葬礼的预言。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年初冬快乐，我们下期再会。